This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They're finally getting out. Thousands of people at the Burning Man Festival who got stuck in the Nevada desert when heavy rain on Friday turned the area into a sloppy mess. The AP's Donna Warder.
Things dried up enough Monday to allow the mass exodus to begin. Event organizers say they started letting traffic flow out of the main road Monday afternoon. More than a half inch of rain fell Friday, causing flooding in foot-deep mud. But this woman tells TV station KOLO she didn't let the weather ruin it for her.
This is the best burn ever. Seriously, like, this has given us the opportunity to rise to radical self-reliance and to support each other in the community.
I'm Donna Warder.
Blistering heat expected today from Texas to the Midwest and into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, says the National Weather Service. It's going to be 98 in Tulsa, Oklahoma today. North Korea's Kim Jong-un may be headed to Moscow. The AP's Ben Thomas.
A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity tells AP Washington expects Kim will make the trip within the month and meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has been seeking military equipment for its war in Ukraine. And National Security Council spokeswoman Adrienne Watson notes Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu traveled to Pyongyang recently and tried to persuade North Korea to sell artillery ammunition to Russia. The defense minister himself said Monday the two countries may hold joint war games. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Four people were killed Monday in a shooting with Mexican Marines in the border city of Matamoros. It triggered an alert from the U.S. consulate to shelter in place. It happened during an investigation into a kidnapping. President Biden will award the Medal of Honor today to a Vietnam War Army helicopter pilot, retired Captain Larry Taylor of Tennessee. This is AP News. Now to Georgia and a shooting by police.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigations reviewing the use of deadly force after a teen who allegedly pointed a gun at officers and shot their dog was killed hours later. Police in Clayton County, Georgia, say it began Saturday with suspicious activity at a Jonesboro hotel. Two people were arrested, but a third ran into the woods. A police canine was unleashed to find him, and authorities say the suspect fired shots at the officers and killed the canine named Waro. 8 hours later, 17-year-old Stefan Ford was located in a neighborhood and ordered to drop his weapon, but police say he pointed the gun at them and was fatally shot. Clayton County Assistant Police Chief Bruce Parks called it tragic. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation will issue a ruling on the outcome. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.